You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hello, Chip.
Hello.
I don't know what that was. I think I was going to try to like make up a song, and then that just didn't really. I was singing Justin Timberlake.
Do I need to say hi first?
Oh my God. Wait, hold on. I have to stop this podcast.
Did
I'll be right back.
Did a puppy just walk in?
No, it's my cat. It's back, okay. And I haven't seen her in a month. Hold on
one second. Okay, BRB. Hit pause. We're leaving that in there. Her pussy just showed up.
The listeners are like, what is happening? So listen, I had this cat, you know, that kept showing up at my doorstep, and people told me like cats find you. First of all, I used to fucking hate cats. I'm not a cat person.
You're becoming one.
Okay.
You're this cat's person.
No, but yeah. So I was going through like some weird times, actually. It's like, and she knew that I just like needed loving is how I felt. Uh-huh. And she kept showing up at my doorstep. This was back in like November. And every day she would show up at my door, and I have like a glass door in front of my regular door. And I kind of leave my regular door open so I can have more light in my living room. And I would be sitting at my little like table, and she would come up and just stare at me. It was so cute. I've posted all about this on my Instagram. Well, I fell in love with this cat. I mean, she's like kind of like more dog energy, if I'm being really honest, like the way she snuggles you and like lets you pet her. So sweet, so friendly. Well, then I haven't seen her in like months. I mean, obviously it's been cold outside and bad weather. But I was driving on like a back road near my neighborhood, and I saw a dead cat not that long ago, and I had convinced myself it was her, and I have been devastated.
Oh,
this isn't even my pet. It's like, I literally—
You don't even know this cat's name.
No, I mean—
What do you call the cat?
Cat.
Kitty, kitty.
Yes. But so anyway, I'm just sitting here, and I'm at the top of my stairs in my little nook that I posted about on Instagram that I record in now. And I have just the glass door open, and I saw her just walk by, and I freaked out because I literally have thought she was dead. And recently I kept being like, oh my gosh, universe, send her back to me if she's alive, because it's warm outside now. She's alive, everyone. She's alive.
So did she let you pet her?
Well, she was kind of far in the yard, and I was like, oh shit, I'm currently recording a podcast, so I need to go. I'll be back later, boo. I just wanted her to see me though.
Right.
So she remembers me. Look how attached I am to this cat.
You're the cat woman.
I am a
You know what's funny is I haven't been to your house since you did the nook, and I haven't really understood the orientation of exactly where you're sitting. And now it makes more sense if you can see out the
top
door.
Of my stairs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's literally the top of my stairs. There was this random nook between the two rooms upstairs. And I'm like, what do you do with a space like that? And so then it
be
just ends up being
running down those stairs for that kitty cat. You're going to break your ankle.
Well, you know those little random spaces that you don't know what to do with in your house? They end up becoming like the junk closet.
Yeah.
So that was why, I'm like, oh, this actually would be really great for sound. I'll make it into a little recording booth. And here we are. And I love it. It's like my favorite space in my house now. But oh my gosh, you guys.
The
kitty is
back. We need to give the cat a name.
Do you have any ideas?
No. I mean, I don't know what she looks like.
Beautiful. Perfect. magnificent.
Let's name her Perfect.
Oh, this is terrible. It's so bad.
At least I'm trying to name her.
If I was going to name her, if I like, I like when pets have real people names, like Bob or like
Angelica.
Pete. Our friend's dog's name is Pete, and I think it's so cute. So it'd probably be something like that. Like not Susan, but you know, like, because she's so not a Susan. No offense to any Susans listening.
It's like a Penelope or something like that.
Penny.
Penny.
I just call her Cat. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just like, hey, when I talk to her. I don't say a name. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, I've missed you. Like, I really do actually talk to her like a person. Quite psycho. It's just so not me. So it's so funny.
Right. Right.
I mean, my whole life I've been like, ugh, cats. And then I lived in, I don't know why I'm giving you guys so much info today. You're welcome, or I'm sorry. I'm not sure. But I lived, when I first moved to Nashville, I lived with my best friend from high school, and she got a cat as a Christmas gift one year. And I hated that cat because the cat wasn't very nice though. Like, right. You know how sometimes cats are bitchy.
They're very independent.
They are independent. They're you can't like chase them either. You got to let them come to you. That's why I was like, I need to go make my presence known. So she remembers I'm the one who lives here. Cause I feel like we're bonded.
This cat ever goes missing, I'm looking in your house first.
Oh, I would advertise that I took it. I know whose cat it is, actually, though. And they live two doors down from me. I have also, like, thought about going up to them and be like, what do you feel about letting go of that cat?
Or what's your cat's name? Start there.
Why are you so obsessed with it having a name? You don't
it might like you. It might like you better if you called it by its name.
It likes me just fine. Have you not listened to
anything? Well, it might come into your house if you know its name. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she wants to come in my house. I'm just not letting her because she roams the streets every day.
Right. She's a naughty kitty.
Yeah, you want to say pussy so bad. I feel it. You're like trying to think of funny, clever ways.
I said it while you were not here. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
that part will get cut out.
It's going to get cut out because I don't want a lot of dead space. It's like 3 minutes of dead space in the podcast.
You could fast forward to me saying it and then make it seem really short.
Anyway, happy Friday, you guys. My cat's alive. It's going to be a great day.
It's Good Friday.
It is Good Friday. It's the last Friday of March. I literally don't know where this month went, but I really don't. I feel like time is moving at warp speeds. It's all this like weird eclipse, full moon, Mercury retrograde energy right now. I'm feeling a little bit out of it, which is also why I'm so excited this cat has reappeared. How are you feeling, Chip?
I'm feeling good. I mean, I can't speak for, you know, every zip code in this country, but spring feels like it has arrived here in Nashville.
Spring has sprung.
And I think that is making it feel like time is moving really fast because like I'll wake up and I'm like, where'd all these flowers come from? Where, like, these trees are in bloom. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And the weather's like been really kind of, it's been really nice. And so I hope for those of you who are in the colder climates that spring comes around soon because it's my favorite time of year. Like, people start wearing like t-shirts again and they're more active. You see more people just like walking down your street. And I love that energy.
It feels like everyone gets a little pep in their step. And in Nashville, we have like a cold winter. I mean, I can't say that because the people in the north are probably like, no, you don't.
Yeah, it's still snowing in Michigan. So.
I know. But for us, I'm from Louisiana. So let's, you know, it's all relative. But here it feels really cold and you just don't really go outside that much. So I feel like everyone here gets really excited once it starts to warm up. You're right. Like out doing things, going on walks, walking their cats. Just kidding.
They're kitties.
You're going to see me. I'm going to be the woman.
Walking a cat, I quit.
Like, I have the cat in a harness going on walks. I would
You've
do
got
it
in one of those baby Bjorns. And
100%.
Like,
that's what I would do with this cat because we cuddle a lot.
Oh my God.
Me and Kat, we love
to
cuddle.
Do you think they make specific cat carrying baby Bjorn type things? I bet
they should.
Do. I bet TMTM, I can find it on Amazon.
I'm sure you could. And if not, I'm sure you'd be like, what if there was a carrier?
I know what you're getting for your birthday.
Great. It's not even my cat.
I know. You just run around borrowing people's cats for it.
Well, we talked a little bit about our trip to the Bahamas and you were like, yeah, I really feel like I'm actually embracing my word a lot this year so far and specifically this month. What else do you have going on? Your word this year is explore, correct?
Explore, yeah. I explored the Bahamas and all the water fun that we could have.
Yeah, you did.
I'm again going to the tropics, the Caribbean. Next weekend, it's a friend of mine's 50th birthday.
You were like island time, man, like island table and stuff.
Well, and it's funny too, because I feel like normally I would have been like, oh, that's not really something I would just want to make a long weekend out of, because we're going to Antigua and it's not very easy travel from Nashville. Everyone else is coming from New York City and they get direct flights. And it's not my birthday, so I couldn't really complain about it. Although I did try to like shift it. I was like, where can we go that has direct flights for everybody? But I was like, my words explore. Fuck it. I'm going to go. So it's like,
God, Antigua sounds amazing. I'm so jealous.
I know. I know. And it's funny because my friend who is going, she has a child. She's a single mom and she has a child and she hasn't done much traveling in a long time. So she's sort of like, her kid is, I think, 10 or 11 now. So she's sort of trapped a decade ago. And, you know, all she has is what she's reading. And she's like, well, we can't go to the Bahamas because there's a travel warning. And I was like, I was just in the Bahamas. Like,
but I remember I did send you guys the travel warning, but it's like, it is
don't
weird.
Don't go to the slums of these places. Sure. You know,
be cautious and all the things. Cautious. Yeah. There's also travel warnings to come here because of all the shootings we have. So it's
America's probably the least safe place to be in the world right now. That and Haiti.
Yeah, I mean, it's you definitely need to be cautious. But I mean, I understand too, though. It's like, if you don't know, it's a little bit
100%. Yeah, I mean, so she did a bunch of research for and found, she's like, I found this resort that looks really nice and it's pretty close to the airport. So if we need to get out quickly, we can. I'm just like, can we just plan on this being a really smooth, fun time
right.
and not go into it super worried? But no, I think it's going to be great. We're really excited. And so I'm just checking off more Explore.
Look
and
at you.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, planning other trips, going to Maine, going to Paris, going to, I'm just going.
Like, going. Who are you right now? I do feel like you're on the move and you're like snapping selfies in all these places because now you're all skinny and shit.
I'm
and
trying
you're
to
like,
get skinny.
Every time I would look at Chip when we were in the Bahamas, he was taking another selfie. And I was like, what? Who are you?
I hate selfies. I did find a few good ones on that. The boat captain sent me, they had a GoPro on the boat and that we were able to use. And then he sent the footage. And there was one, I'll have to send it to you guys. There was
one like,
really
I look
funny
really
video
good.
Where I didn't even know the camera was on, but I was trying to figure out how to make it work. And I was recording it the whole time.
Oh, boy.
But there's a lot of really bad angles.
I can't even not even
So I was
imagine.
Like, I am not putting this on the link that I'm sharing with everybody. This one is going to just stay with me.
That's like when you turn your phone on to, or you open up the camera app and it's facing you instead of facing out. It is the worst feeling ever when you see yourself at that angle.
I'm really bad about, I hold my phone all the time instead of just putting it back in my pocket. So I'll be like, what is this video? And it's like bad photos and bad videos of me from the crotch up, like, because I don't even know I'm doing it. Or I could do a lot of phone calls
butt
accidentally.
Dials.
Yeah. But they're not even butt dials because I'm holding the phone.
Hand dials, accidental hand dials from your crotch.
Yeah. But I gained weight on that vacation.
On the Bahamas vacation?
Yeah.
I fucking wonder that. I mean, you say that like
I did drink 700,000 drinks.
And like the food that we ate wasn't like necessarily.
It wasn't on my plan. But it was pretty healthy.
How many days did you work out?
3.
You did do 3?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I did too. I felt so proud of myself for doing 3 on
vacation.
I was
very proud of myself, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I would say alcohol,
I was definitely,
probably.
Yeah, probably the alcohol. And I do think I was just like bloated and, you know, water weight.
Travel just like does that.
Yeah.
You know what I just ordered that I'm really excited about that I saw Kylie Jenner post about?
Uh-oh, what?
But it's like this band that you wear around your stomach while you work out. And the reason I want it though is because like, well, and this will actually get into what I was going to talk about in just a second, but like women hold a lot of water weight in our stomachs, you know, and all it does is just make your stomach sweat. And so I was like, oh, I'll just wear that
like
while I go on my walks. It doesn't even have heat, but I think the compression makes your body sweat. And so it releases your water weight. Anyway, I'll send you the link. Yeah. I mean,
I thought you were going to say it was one of those things. It's like, got an electro pulse and it just while you're working you're like
it does ups. Your yeah no I mean ups. I do have those too. I've never tried one of those to know, but
I feel like those are way too good to be true, because it's like there's a reason why everyone's an Ozempic, because it's fucking working, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
if it were that easy to have abs by just wearing a, you know, a thing around your chest, we'd all have the sickest abs.
Oh, yeah. This isn't for that, for sure. Because yeah. I have been actually working out really hard, which I think is why I'm having the issue that I'm having right now, where my period is 10 days late. We got on the podcast and I was like, I'm in a foul mood. I'm like having PMS for 2 weeks. And if you're a woman, I mean, you understand, like I have been an emotional roller coaster. It's a lot. And I don't feel like energetically like myself. And it's like, why is this happening? You know, and there's all this stuff since COVID, like all women's periods have been kind of weird. And then I'm also like, wait, am I getting like, pregnant? Is this period? If I'm pregnant, it is an immaculate conception. Because, but here's what I will say. Immaculate. What'd you say?
I said your finger can't get you pregnant.
Oh. Yeah, that the easier way to say that would be, I haven't been having sex. So, okay.
Well, you have, but just with yourself.
Okay. What is happening right
anyway.
Now?
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Anyway, I totally, look, you've like flustered me. last night I was telling a friend, I'm like, I've never been this late. And if I ever have, it's like, you know, I think I'm pregnant. But she sent me this thing of these two stingrays that I guess were two women and they were put in a cage. And then one of them ended up pregnant. And she was like, it's this weird thing that can happen. Because she was like, I hope you're pregnant. And I was like, I can't be pregnant. Then she sends me this weird thing about some woman who then got pregnant without having any sperm. And I'm like, that would be my luck.
If
you know, like,
you got immaculately pregnant. Oh my God.
Mic drop. That would be the storyline of the century. It's like she thought she couldn't get pregnant, period. She went through egg fertility, like egg freezing that was unsuccessful.
It's the cat's
baby. She's not even having sex. Oh my God. So cool.
What if you had a cat? Like you like gave birth to a kitty.
So now you.
Okay, we're
this episode has just gone completely south. I'm not having a cat. I'm definitely not pregnant, but I'm really late and I don't like this feeling.
So
my bigger concern is that I'm going into early menopause.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, not about menopause, because obviously I don't know. I only know lots about the vagina, not much about.
Of course, we know
not much about.
Right.
Cycles.
Sure.
So you said you've been having PMS for 2 weeks.
Correct.
At what point does it become postmenopausal system. Well, you know, like because it's like postmenopausal. Well, because like, what if you don't have your period?
You're thinking menstruation. That's the word you're thinking. Right. Menopause is what happens to us.
Yeah, you're right. PMS is
pre vagina menstruation.
What does it stand for? PMS. Pre menstruation syndrome.
Yeah, that seems right. Sure, let's go.
I'm gonna Google it right now.
Pre menstrual syndrome.
Stress? Is it a syndrome? PMS.
It should be if it's not, because it's the worst syndrome that I have.
Yeah, it's premenstrual syndrome. Refers to the physical and emotional symptoms that some women experience
exactly
in the lead up to menstruation. But like, what if you don't ever menstruate? Is it PMS or are you just?
I don't know. I'm like stuck in the MS.
Yeah. You just got menstrual syndrome.
I feel like I even Googled silent periods because I know that can be a thing. But I really think what happened is I had a really stressful month of work. Even though it was like enjoyable, I was very, very busy. And so that was, you know, like heightened stress. And then we traveled and I was able to still like, because my word is discipline, I was really trying to stick to my workout routine during that time. And I've started berries again, remember? And so it's like when you kind of change up your workout routine, it can throw your body off. And so I feel like it's something to do with that. But on top of a full moon, eclipse energy, like all the like astrology that we have going on, you know how sensitive I am to that stuff. And so I've just been all over the place. The best gift the universe gave me, though, is that my cat is back.
Your kitty is back.
Now I can just be with PMS, but I have something to snuggle now, you know, like it's all good. I just haven't wanted to be social either. I'm like, canceling plans left and right.
Well, I hope that you can get it together by Sunday and we can do our adult Easter egg hunt together. Tyler told me, he said, I reminded Kelly it's been 2 years since she's been to my house.
Oh, he was guilt tripping me big time. I know.
Dropping hints.
I know. I've got to be more social. All right. We'll think about it.
I'm going to lay really low this weekend, too. Like, yeah. I've got a bunch of stuff that I want to do around my house, and a lot of people are gone. So it's like, why not? But I do think I'm going to participate on Sunday.
Happy Easter to anyone listening who celebrates the holiday, by the way.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, those are kind of our updates. Wow, that was all over the place. What a wild ride we just took you on this Friday morning.
I think this is fun. I'm having fun chatting. I hope people have fun listening.
I really feel like probably the listeners this morning are sensing the same energy. Like, it's just been a wild time. And I had a couple conversations this month. I did my normal astrology report with Marv, and he kind of gave us the, like, preview for what's going to be going on. And then I talked to an amazing psychic medium this week. Her Instagram name is Soul Pathology, but Amanda Rieger Green. And you know, she's cousins with Amy Brown, Radio Amy, my buddy.
Oh, really?
Forever. Yes. And so I've known about her, but she came on the podcast and like interjected little downloads she was getting for me during the reading, because I feel like so many people have a bad concept of what a psychic does or what a psychic reading is. They're like, it's like doomsday. They're going to tell them they're going to die really young, or they're going to be off, or how do you trust it and all that stuff. And it's really not like that. Like, there are definitely predictive moments, but mostly for me, what I've found in my psychic readings is they're kind of like sensing an energy. They give you these downloads they're getting, whether it's from your spirit guides or whatever you want to call it, universe, God, any of that. And they kind of just give you input or insights. And for me, it's always just validating, like I'm on the right path, or, you know, this relationship is in alignment. And it's just that. It's more of like validation and confirmation and comfort and peace than it is this crazy, outlandish, like witchy, crazy vibe. You know, like it actually helps me to be more in touch spiritually. So if you guys are feeling weird energy, I do recommend go check out that podcast. I also did a really good one with Get Sound RX, and he was super great with sound frequencies, which sounds also kind of a little woo-woo, but I live by these. Like, if you are feeling anxious, depressed, having trouble sleeping, sound frequencies are so, so, so helpful. So go listen to that podcast as well. So with that, We do have a listener voicemail that I thought was a very interesting question. And I'm so enjoying going through these voicemails that you guys are sending. So keep them coming. You can hit them up on the link in my bio on Instagram. And I'll give you that info in a bit. But this question came to us and it's about friendship. So I always like to do these with you because it feels like we can weigh in based on even our friend group or how we interact with each other. So here is that voicemail for you guys.
Hey, Kelly. So I wanted to ask a question about friendships. I am in a different life stage now where in our early 30s, I have noticed that a lot of my friends are in relationships, married, have kids, all of that. And I have been single for probably like the past 10 years. I've just been living in different cities, my career, other stuff. And I just recently started a relationship, which I'm super excited about. And I've kind of noticed that some of my friends, like because they're so preoccupied and have so many other competing priorities with their families and their kids, don't necessarily have as much time to do some of the other stuff we did when we were in our early 20s, like meeting partners and going on dates and all that stuff. And it's hard because I don't want to say the word resentment, but I've noticed that I have felt a bit like, oh, like it would be nice if my friends were asking me questions about my relationship, wanting to meet him, do things together. And I'm kind of missing that, maybe like that life stage when we were in our earlier 20s or mid 20s and we had time to do stuff together. So I'm curious if you have any tips or advice on like how to navigate that. Like, do you have a talk with your friends? Is just this normal? So anyways, thank you so much. Bye.
Chip, do you want me to go or you want me to go first?
Well, you can start. I have some thoughts.
Well, go ahead with them.
Because I'm sort of a perpetually single person.
Sure.
I feel that. But I also feel really lucky because I do have a lot of single friends still at my age. If there are people that are important to you that you miss, I think it's important to tell them that because life be lifing, y'all. Like Blessing said. Yeah, life be lifing. And we get caught up in our lives. And obviously our priorities do change for, you know, good reason. If you have a spouse or kids or a job that's really important to you, like things change. But, you know, I think it can feel like a burden to tell somebody, like you're being a burden to tell somebody, I miss you. But I like to receive that can actually feel really good. Mm-hmm. And especially from a friend that you care about. And so I think it's important to, when you do it, don't make it feel like you're putting it upon them. Make it feel like they are loved and you miss them. And I guarantee you the response is going to be the same, like they totally miss you too. And it opens the door for change. And, you know, I do think friends can have dates. And I guarantee you any mother who has young children is dying for an excuse to leave them home with her husband so that she can go get drinks with friends one night. And you could be the person that frees them from that rut that they're in too, because everyone misses their old life when it changes, especially if their old life was good. So I think I would reach out, let people know that you miss them, even start a group text with all of them and be like, girls, I miss all of you. Like, let's not let our youth slip away. Like, let's go out. Let's find a night that works for all of us and go get drinks and catch up. And, you know, maybe not everyone can do it, but I think it would reconnect everybody in a fun way and maybe, you know, spark a rejuvenation of the friendship.
I think those are great points.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward.
You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I love what you said about saying to just, I miss you, because I think a lot of times when we start feeling resentment, we go in kind of hostile to people, you know, like aggressive or frustrated or like, well, I did all of this for you and I come back with a boyfriend and you haven't even met him yet, you know, like, and that right. isn't going to go over well, probably. Like, if someone's busy or, like you said, kind of you just get wrapped up in your own routines, your own life. We all have a lot on our plate at this stage of life. The difference being when you're 20, you just don't have the responsibilities that you do in your later 30s and 40s. And so it's definitely like something that happens to all of us. And I think you do have to be more intentional, but I love leading with, hey, I really miss seeing you. Or even like, it would be so important for me, like as someone, you're someone who I really care about. And I would love you to meet this new person that I really care about. You know, like that's really important to right. me. Would that be something you can show up for, you can do? And I think you will probably be surprised with the responses. Like, I think, like you said, they'd probably be a lot more open and excited about it. And if not, it's also information. Like, that's good feedback for you of maybe those friendships have kind of faded. And I don't know, I'm personally in the stage where I'm like, if it is not reciprocal, I do not want it. Like, I don't right. have the energy anymore. I don't have, even in work stuff, I'm finding myself like, there was a situation recently where it was like, this person was trying to get me on the books for a meeting or something. And then like we kept kind of going back and forth with mixed schedules. We're both equally as busy, but then it got passed off to an assistant and it was more of like, they're my friend. It just felt really weird and diminishing. And I was like, this doesn't feel good to me. I'm not fucking doing it. Like, right, I'm right. not chasing you. Everyone is busy in this part of life. And if you can't even have a conversation with me, why are we trying to do like lunch? Like, I just, I don't right. know. Like, I just, I don't really.
But it suddenly probably made you feel like she needed something from you.
It did. It yeah. felt more like, what is in this for you as far as like, what are you trying to take from me that I'm unaware of? And like, be straight right. up. If you need something from me, tell me. I'm very yeah. like open to that. But I don't like the way that it was handled. And it was such a turnoff to me to just feel like, wait a second. Like there was a little bit of like self-importance maybe, because I'm like, I deal with the busiest fucking people in this whole entire town for work. Like, and I watch how they deal with people. Everything is all about the way you communicate with people. I just believe that and treat yeah. people. And it doesn't matter how busy you are. Like, everyone sits on the toilet at one point in the day is how I feel. So, you know, you can figure it out. Or if you are that busy and need to pass it off, communicate that. There's just a lot of options that I felt, and I just didn't like the way it made me feel. And so I was like, this one isn't for me. Like, but that's also because I have such great friendships that I'm like, I'm going to pour into those people because it's a reciprocal relationship. Mm-hmm. And I've personally just spent too much of my life like giving and not receiving back. And so it's something I'm working on. But anyway, all of that to say, if that does happen in this situation, it's just information. I know it can be painful, but I think that we all are in, you know, places where it's like we deserve to be given back what we're putting in. So,
right, right.
Anyway,
I think that's good advice too.
So I think communicate. It's always there. Like what I say to other people too, is if you start feeling resentment, that means at some point a boundary was crossed for you. So like sitting with yourself and being like, okay, what is going on here? Like, is this a situation where you feel like I've been to their weddings, their baby showers, and now I actually have something that I want them to come to and no one's like coming to me to ask me that? It's really probably just like not, they're not aware and it's not intentional, but I know how that can feel. And so it's just like, but just communicate it and communicate it kindly and see if it's met. And that'll give you the information about the relationship. Good one, Chip. Yeah. He just looked at me and nodded. And I'm like, people can't hear you nod. Remember?
I just tried it again to see if it got sound.
Your hair looks awesome right now. Wow. No,
I look terrible.
Guys, okay, it's Friday. TGIF. F. You know what I'm saying?
TGIGF. TGI Good Friday.
If you guys do want to leave us a voicemail and you want feedback, you can go hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Velvet's Edge. It is the link in my bio. You just press the link and it leaves you a little voice note to place to record what?
It takes you to a landing page where you can record a voice note.
You can record a voice note. Thank you for clarifying for the listeners. Chip, if people want to find you on Instagram, where would they find you?
I'm at Chip Dorsch. It's ChipDorsch. And I also have the link in my bio.
Look at you getting all official and shit.
It's actually a link that takes you to two other things, or like to more than one. It's one of the, I don't know what they're called.
Okay.
It's a multiple.
Yours sounds confusing. Mine's easy.
It's not. It's not.
Just click the link.
I promise. Yeah, just go to my Instagram and do it.
Yeah. It's all anonymous. We just like communicating with you guys and knowing what you're going through. Also, we'll keep telling you what we're going through. And I'll keep you guys posted on when I get my period. I know you're on pins and needles and oh my God, if, right. I'll keep you posted if I'm pregnant and immaculate conception as well.
I hope you have a kitty.
Okay. I'm not birthing a cat. That's
crazier things have happened.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway.
Okay. As you guys go into the weekend and you're living on the edge, I hope you always remember to
act catchual.
Oh, my God. I am going to go play with that cat right now, though.
Okay. You're kidding, kitty.
Act catchual. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.